Journal Entry 27. Everyone that was going to participate in the takeover at the central campus gathered in the admin hallway. No one said anything at first. We just stood there looking at each other. Casey asked me to deliver a note to a friend she once knew at the central campus. I said I would do my best to deliver the note. With everyone gathered, I gave everyone one more chance to back out. The walk to Central was a quiet one. A few people chatted back and forth, trying to keep the mood a little less serious. I was so nervous and afraid, but I tried to look confident. I didn't want the others to know that I was scared. I don't know if the Hulk was expecting guests, but he didn't look surprised when we entered the gym. He had a sort of welcome to the festivities grin on his face. It was a little unnerving. There was a sharp pain in the pit of my stomach as I announced to the Hulk that we were demanding that he leave Central and the local area with his goons. The room went silent. I felt as if I was beet red in the face. The Hulk stood up from his chair. He said something sarcastic like, "I'm sorry, have we met?" Trying to sound confident, I told him who I was. He said, "Look, little lady, I'm going to pretend that you and your friends haven't disturbed my festivities. Just turn around and walk away, and I won't have my goons beat you to a pulp." I took a deep breath and said, "We're not leaving, but you and your goons can leave quietly or with a fight." The Hulk and his goons began to laugh. "You're no challenge for us. You don't have a chance. Prepare to die." I puffed up my chest in a display of courage. I didn't come alone. I brought a bunch of my friends with me. The gym filled with gang members from around the community. Maddie.